This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
About what God wants us to do on a consistent basis. Today it's kind of the same type of thing, but maybe a little bit different. I want to exhort you today in some areas, okay? I want to exhort you. So my message title is Daily Exhortations. Somebody say daily. That means every day, okay? As a believer today, as a Christian, we're to do things how often? Every day. It's a lifestyle. When you become a Christian, it's a way of living. How many know that today? It's not that you just come to church certain days and that's it. No, you live your life a certain way because you've come to Christ. And today I want to encourage you with some exhortations on how we should live, okay? Especially during this season, holiday season, we should be a light to the world. The Bible says we're supposed to be a light to the world, amen? Our light should shine so people can see our good works and glorify God. That's what Matthew tells us. So, today I'm going to talk about a summary of daily exhortations, or another word is daily duties, which we don't really like that word. That's why I didn't put it in. I had that in my title and then I changed it, okay? Because how many don't like the word duty? Huh? Duties. Or do you like exhortations better? I figured you'd like exhortations better, okay? But that's what we're going to talk about here today. These are exhortations as Christians were to do every day. So I want you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 14. And we want to welcome our social media friends who are visiting us today. I'm Pastor Rich Garitano. You are joining us for our 10 o'clock service here at Oriole Christian Assembly. We're on the northwest side of Chicago. We hope that you will enjoy the service today and the message. But even more than that, we would love to see you come visit us here on Sundays and Wednesday nights at 7. So God bless you, those of you who are viewing today as you hear the message. So daily exhortations, 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 to 18. I'm not going to be that long today because we have communion. I want to spend time in communion also, but I believe this will prepare us for communion. Can I get an amen? All right, so here we go. We're going to start in verse 14, and I'm coming out of the King James Version. If you have a different version, that's okay. You can follow along, and I'm sure you'll understand the scriptures we read. So here we start in verse 14. It says, and again, Paul is talking to the Thessalonians, the church at Thessalonica, and it's a tremendous set of scriptures we're looking at here. Verse 14 begins by saying, now we exhort you, brethren. Any brethren here? We're the brethren, right? It says, I want you to do these things. Number one, I want you to warn them that are unruly. Number two, I want you to comfort the feeble-minded. Number three, I want you to support the weak. And number four, this is a big one that we sometimes have a little problem with. I want you to be patient toward all men. Can I get an amen? In this first verse, we see four things that we're exhorted to do that should become what? Daily habits or duties, whatever word you want to use today. I like exhortations because God encourages us or exhorts us to do these four things to start off. Number one, we're to warn people. Another word for that is we're to advise people seriously. How many know we're living in a troubled time today? Amen? And people need wisdom today, right? And God wants us to do what? Be able to warn those people or advise seriously those people who are what? Unruly. How many know today we got a lot of unruly people today? They want to do whatever they want to do. Don't want to follow the law. How many know that? Not only the law of man, but the law of God. How about that today? But God says to us, with wisdom, we should warn those who are unruly. You know who the unruly are? Those who are loafers. What was that word? Loafers, not the shoes that are called loafers today. How many know there's shoes that are called loafers? But people who are loafers are people who are kind of lazy, don't want to work. How many hearing me today? They're more like, gimme, 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 not what can I do, right? They're loafers. They want to depend on everybody. They don't want to take responsibility. God says you should warn those kind of people that they need to get their act together in a loving way. Can I get an amen? We're to do that. Say, oh, Pastor, I don't know if I want to do that. Well, then talk to God, because he's telling us we're to warn the unruly. You know who else is the unruly? It says here, those who are disorderly. Who are disorderly, want to cause problems, don't want to follow order. We have to sometimes step up to the plate and say, you know what, you're out of order, brother. This is not right what you're doing. How many understanding me? If more people, I think, would do that in our society, maybe we'd have less problems. If people would do what? Take note, those who are unruly, and begin to warn them. You know, if you do wrong, how many know today, wrong is coming back to you. Can I get an amen? What you sow, you reap. So if you sow evil, evil's coming back to you. How many know that today? But if you sow good, God says, I'm going to bless you with good. Amen. So we have to take this seriously today, that we should be warning those who are unruly. How about the next thing? It says we're to comfort the feeble-minded. This is something important too. We're to encourage is another word. The feeble-minded. Who are the feeble-minded? Those who are timid or who are faint-hearted. Okay? They're hurting, right? They're not very strong right now, spiritually maybe. They're weak, okay? God says, I want you to comfort that person. I want you to encourage that person, right? Not just Pastor Rich. Yeah, that's part of my job as a pastor. I'm a shepherd, right? But all of us, this was written to the whole body of Christ, that we're to do what? Not only warn people, but we're to comfort people. This is a time of the year that people need comfort. Would you agree? A lot of times people think of the past. They think about who they lost this year, maybe a loved one, right? Somebody had an accident, maybe got really hurt, whatever the story or the situation might be. God says, as a daily exhortation, we're to comfort people, okay? And they're all around us. We have no reason that we could say today, well, I don't know who's hurting. You could see it when people are hurting today. Most people show it. When you go to work, you can see who's hurting at work. And you can be a blessing to them by encouraging them, comforting them. That's part of what we do as a Christian today, okay? Number three, he says you're to support the weak. Support who? The weak. The weak, meaning those who, again, are hurting. We're to help. To support means to help those who are weak, okay? Give yourselves to the weak, right? It didn't mean do everything for them. How many know that's not going to help them if we do everything for them? But we're to support them or help them, right? How many know of anybody who's not doing well today that you can be a blessing to them? Maybe buy them a bag of groceries because they're hurting financially. Or maybe pay for their electric bill. How many hear me today? Right? Maybe give them a ride because you have a vehicle and they don't. Maybe they need a ride to apply for a job, right? We can support those who are hurting, right? We can help those of us who are doing better than them. God says, I want you to support those who are weak. That's part of what we should do as believers today, as the church. We want to help those who are hurting. Jesus helped the people who are hurting of his time. Amen? Jesus looked for people who are hurting. How about that? He did. He would try to make sure people would get fed, right? How many know he fed 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 people at one time? Amen. Can you imagine that ministry that went forth when Jesus helped people with the fishes and the loaves of bread, right? We should want to do that too. Maybe this is opportunity for you because we got the Christmas luncheon coming and you know somebody who really likes to eat but don't have the money, buy them a ticket. Thank you. I got one amen. Buy them a ticket. Show them Christian love. And then when they come, but please bring them to church first, because then we can give them the gospel, right? We can give them the good news. And then we can feed them later, have a good time at the restaurant, right? So these are things that are what? Daily exhortation. How about the last one of that first verse? That's just the first verse we're looking at today. It says we're to be patient. Somebody say patient toward all men. It didn't say just patient to the Christians. Did you see that? Hello? He said, no, I want you to be patient with everybody. Always, look at this, always keeping your temper. Ooh, I think I just hit on something there. When you're patient with people, that means you're going to be walking in self-control. How many know we got to be careful not to lose our temper every day? How many know sometimes people get us kind of fired up? Sometimes it's our own family members get us really going, you know, get our temper boiling sometimes, right? Because we know how our family is sometimes, how we are with one another. But God says, no, that's the old life. That's the flesh that used to be in control, that you would lose your temper. You wouldn't be patient. But God says, no, now you who are a Christian, who are a believer, you're supposed to be patient with everybody, not just church people, but even people in the world. Jesus was patient with people. Did it mean he put up with their nonsense? No. Jesus told people the truth. He hit them right between the eyes. How many know that? And we got to be honest too with people. We got to be truthful, but we got to be doing it in a loving way. People need the truth, but they need it told to them in a loving way. We have to love people in the kingdom. Can I get an amen? If you get your Bible and you want to just, you know, preach at them, you're going to chase them away. How many know that? But Jesus didn't do that. He loved them, but he preached the truth. He lived the truth, right? How many know that's the best way to reach people is by living the truth? Walking, the Bible says, walk, right, as a Christian. Don't just talk as a Christian, but also walk the talk. Amen? So these are things we do. These are daily exhortations. We went over four of them already. They're all very important. Let me give you a scripture to go with. Being patient in 2 Timothy 2:24. Let's see what it says there. 2 Timothy 2:24. It says this. I can find it here. Here we go. It says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive." Any servants of the Lord here? He's really talking about ministers here, but it applies to all of us. He says, we shouldn't strive, but we should be gentle. Somebody say gentle. Gentle unto all men. Here it is again. Apt to teach. See, we should be able to teach one another with a spirit of humility. And look at the last one. It says, and be patient. There it is again. Right? We have to be patient. We have to be gentle with people. We got to love people. We got to teach people. People need to be taught every day. Praise God. What are these today? These are daily duties, daily exhortations, things that we do as Christians every day. Let me continue on in the text here. Verse 15, it says, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men." Ooh, this is a big one too, right? As Christians today, how many know the Bible tells us we're not to repay evil with evil? Can I get an amen? You're not supposed to have what? What it's really saying here is retaliation is forbidden for those of us who are Christians. No amens. I got one. Because somebody does you wrong, God says don't do wrong back. And I know that's hard sometimes, right? Sometimes people will hurt you. People will try to walk all over you sometimes, right? And I'm not saying because you're a Christian, you're a floor mat, and you just let people walk all over you. I didn't say that. But we got to be careful not to want to what? Retaliate. Oh, I'm going to get so-and-so back. How many know that's not the Christian way? Amen? How do we get back to them? We love them. We show them the light. And you know what? God says, I will pour coals of fire on them when you love them and they've done wrong to you. Meaning, I'll get their attention. You don't have to. God's got your back today. How many believe that? He does. So he tells us, don't repay evil for evil, okay? But rather than do that, it says you're to follow that which is good. Amen? He says, both among yourselves, the body of Christ, the church, and all men. So here it is again. Not only are we supposed to be like this for brothers and sisters in the faith, but even those who are not in the faith, the sinners, those who are walking the wrong way today. We got to make sure that we do what? That we don't repay evil with evil. I like the Amplified. It says, but rather, instead of repaying evil for evil, but rather aim to show kindness. I know it's not always easy. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to flow in you and through you. But we should aim to show kindness or good for evil. Follow good or what is good. Amen. And seek to do good among yourselves and to everybody. All men. What a witness that is. Well, we can do that. Those people who maybe done us wrong, they're going to walk away and say, boy, there's something different about Annalena. I just swore at her, and she didn't even get mad at me. Right? That's going to be a witness today. When we can be able to deal with the evil that comes our way sometimes, and even though it doesn't feel good, right? Nobody wants to be persecuted. Nobody wants to suffer, right? But the Bible says we're going to suffer sometimes. We're going to be persecuted for what? Righteousness' sake. Not for you, but for the Lord. Amen? When you stand in the gap and you do what's right, you're doing it for God today. How many know that? And then God will bless you for doing it, okay? But if we do what the world does to want to repay people for a wrong that they've done to us, how much different are we as believers today? Not very much, right? So we got to take a check and make sure that we're allowing this to happen every day, because you're going to get tempted. You're going to get tried. Opportunities are going to come for you to either lose it or walk in self-control. How many hear me today? Because we deal with people every day. My business when I'm not here is dealing with people every day. Sometimes people give me a hard time. I had a client this past week just want to give me a hard time. I couldn't say anything that she would accept. You know, I was always to blame. It was my fault. I was the wrong. Say, okay, whatever. If that's how you feel, in my mind I'm saying, I'll pray for you. Right? That's just, people are hurting. I told you this and I'll continue to tell you this. People who are hurting hurt people. Hello? When you're hurting, you don't want anybody to bother you. I how about that, right? If you're sick, you don't want people bothering you. You don't feel good, right? If you bother people who are sick, they might lash out at you because they're hurting. They're sick, right? A lot of people are sick spiritually today. A lot of people are sick emotionally, right? Mentally. Boy, we got a lot of people mentally who need help today. Why do you think we have all these crazy things that happen on the news? Did you hear in London, this guy just went off and killed two people, right? For what reason? Who knows? But I can guarantee you, more than likely, mentally, something was wrong. Can I get an amen? Something's wrong when somebody wants to kill somebody else. How many know that? Something's wrong, right? God can fix that today. But we gotta help people, right? People need our help today. Praise God. Let's keep going. Verse 16. I hope you're taking notes. These are exhortations how we should live our life every day before those that we are with. You know what? Let me go back a second. I want to give you another cross reference. In 1 Peter chapter 3, let me read this to you before I go to the next point. 1 Peter 3. Anybody getting blessed here today with some info? Amen. 1 Peter 3 verses 8 and 9. Let's see what that says here. It says this: finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Praise God. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. That's how we're to be one with another, right? Not rendering evil for evil. There it is again, right? Or railing for railing. But contrarywise, blessing, right? We're to bless people, even though sometimes they don't bless us, right? Knowing that you are thereunto called, that we should inherit a blessing. See, when we're like this, a blessing's on the way. When we bless others, even though they don't deserve it, all right? Going back to 2 Thessalonians, our main text, 1. Verse 16. This is a big one too. It says, rejoice evermore. Praise God. What are we to do? Rejoice evermore. I like in the Amplified Bible, it says a little different. Be happy in your faith. How many are happy today? God wants you to rejoice, right? Be happy that you're a Christian, that God has blessed you. God is your provider today. He's your protector. Amen. We as Christians, we should show the joy of the Lord every day to people. People need the joy that God gives us. Can I get an amen? But if we walk around like this with our head down, woe is me, people aren't going to look to you for help. People are going to want to pray for you. Say, what's wrong with you? Why are you so down? Why are you looking down? Why are you so, your face, you're frowning? Why are you crying, right? And I understand we all go through stuff. But even in those situations, God still says rejoice. No amens. Be happy in the faith. God says, I got your back. It's going to be okay, but you got to go through it. Can I get an amen? You got to be willing to go through those times, right? But God says, even though you're going through those times, you still need to what? Rejoice. We struggle with that sometimes. Wednesday night, we shared a few scriptures on Thanksgiving, and one of my favorite scriptures is in Philippians 4:4. I'm going to read that to you right now. Amen. Philippians 4:4, it says a great verse. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. No amens. He says, rejoice, and then rejoice again. Meaning, that's the life God wants us to live, a life of joy, a life of happiness, right? God says, you can do it. This is supposed to, you're supposed to be glad-hearted, the Bible says, continually, always. It doesn't end, okay? Our joy is not based on what we have today. Can I get an amen? Our joy is not based if your wallet today has a lot of money in it or not. Okay? I know you're more happy when you do, and that's normal, but regardless of what you have, you still can have the joy of the Lord every day. Can I get an amen? You can still be happy, right? Even though you don't have a brand new car, maybe you got an old car, but you still got a car. How about rejoicing over that? I know a lot of people don't have a vehicle today and they take public transportation, right? How about this? Rejoice and be happy for what God has given you, not what you don't have. Can I get an amen? That's what I talked about Wednesday, is that we should be thankful for what God has given us, not for what we don't have. Don't worry about what you don't have. Maybe you're not supposed to have it. Hello. But God has given us much today. Amen. He sure has. Every one of us have been blessed. You woke up this morning and you came to church. You got your health today. A lot of people wanted to come and couldn't come today because they're not well. How many know that? My mom's 94 years old and she's still well enough to come. What a blessing. I hope if I make it to 94, I can still go to church. Amen. It's in my family to live long. My dad was 85. Who would have thought mom was going to outlive dad? My dad's going to be gone now this coming month, next month. It'll be 11 years. I can't even believe it. It's 11 years that dad's gone on to be with the Lord. And look at mom. She's still kicking strong. She's going to make 100, I told her. Century mark. Did you know they just, this past week or 2 weeks, the oldest person just died who lived in the suburbs of Chicago. He was 112 years old. 112. And he just went last year, I remember, because he was on the news. He went to the Sox game. He was a Sox fan. I needed to talk to him. What about the Cubs, you know? But that's okay, right? Good to live to 112. Isn't that awesome today? And he looked good. He really did. He looked good. What a blessing today. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. So God says, rejoice always. Okay? Meaning it's a continual thing we're supposed to do. Let me go on here. Praise God. I said I wasn't going to be too long. I got just two more here. Verse 17, it says that we're to pray without ceasing. This is another big one, right? We're to pray without stopping. Pray perseveringly. Right? We should have an attitude of prayer wherever we go, whenever we need to, right? You don't have to say, oh, I got to go to church to pray. You don't have to do that. How many know you can pray in your car? Has anybody ever prayed in the bathroom? When you can get away from everybody at work, right? I got an office at work, so sometimes I close my door because I don't want to be bothered, and I might pray or seek God and say, Lord, I need help with this client, whatever, right? But we're to have what? A spirit of prayer continually. Doesn't mean you're praying 24/7. It just means when you need to pray at the moment's time, you can start to pray. How many know that? You can pray in the spirit in a moment's time, right? People might not know what's going on, and I would tell you, use caution when you pray in tongues because you might scare some people. Amen. But if you're alone, you can pray, and you don't have to pray out loud either. You can pray quietly in tongues. How many know that? Just pray. You know what I do when I exercise? I'm praying in the spirit, but not out loud because everybody would run. But I'm praying. I'm walking. I walk real fast. You know, that's what I do for my exercise. I'm probably the fastest, if not the fastest, one of the fastest walkers at the community center. That's my exercise. But what am I doing? If nobody's talking to me, I'm praying in the morning for you. Praise God. You praying for me? I hope so. I'm praying for you. God would bless you. Those who are sick, I'm praying for your healing. Those who are maybe problems in the family, I'm praying for you. People who we haven't seen, I'm praying, right? That's important. We need to what? Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. This week is the week of prayer. So I'm going to encourage you that you would pray, okay, for one another, for each other. We have a lot to pray about. I got one scripture about prayer here for you. 1 Timothy, you know this verse. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will therefore that men pray where? Everywhere. You can pray everywhere. I love it, right? Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. God says you can pray everywhere, anywhere. Now again, use wisdom when you pray, right? If you're supposed to be working, work. No amens. When you're supposed to work, you got to work. If you're talented and you can work and pray, then do it together, right? But you know, there's a time and place for everything. But God says, be ready to pray anywhere and everywhere when you're needed to pray, right? When you need to pray. It's an important daily duty or exhortation that we must have in our life. Here's my last one. Verse 18, this goes with this past week of Thanksgiving. It says, in everything, somebody say everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me today. This is what? Something we got to practice and get better at, I believe all of us, that we need to be able to thank God in everything. I got a few amens. I didn't say thank God for everything, because how many know when you're sick, you're not going to be thanking Him for that. You're going to be asking God to heal you from it. But you can still be thankful even though you're sick. How many hear me today? Be thankful in everything, right? There's a difference. Here's what I'm talking about. You can be thankful to God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. You really can. But you got to practice at that too, though. And God will show you. If your attitude is bad, the Holy Spirit's going to put a check in your spirit and say, ooh, you know, maybe you need to change how you're, what you're talking, you know. Are you talking negative? Are you talking positive, right? What's in the heart comes out of the mouth. How many know that? Out of the abundance, the Bible says, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So I'm asking you, how you been speaking lately? Again, I like what Rose said this morning. She said, I'm speaking, I'm healed. And I said, right on, right? Because if you still speak, you're sick, you know what's going to happen? You're going to stay sick. But if you say, I'm healed by the blood today, I'm healed by His stripes, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, okay? If you say, oh, I'm blessed at work, I'm going to get a raise, you're speaking positive, right? And you begin to work that way. You want to work. You want to be the best employee at your job. And you know what God's going to do? He's going to honor that, and you're going to get a raise or maybe a promotion. But if you say, oh, they don't even watch me, they don't care about me, I'll never get promoted here. You know what? You speak negative, negative's coming back, right? What you sow, you reap. You got to be careful. We have to be careful of our tongue, right? What are we talking? How are we talking, right? God says to be what? Thankful. Amen. That's an attitude today. Can I get an amen? To be always thankful is a godly attitude that we need to have as Christians today, that we're always thankful regardless of what's happening in our life, because things are always going to be there. But see, it says here, for those of you who are what? In the will of God concerning Jesus. See, I understand if someone who don't know God, who's out there living their own life, I don't expect them to be thankful always because they don't know God. But those of us who know the Lord, who's hearing me today, he said here, those who are in the will of God in Jesus, how many are in God's will today? Right? Those who are in his will, those of you concerning you he's talking about, not the worldly, not the lost, not the unsaved. He says, those of you who know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you should be thankful every day, regardless of what's going on, because you have salvation. Amen. You have eternal life. It's not just about this life. What about the beyond this life, right? That's right. So our attitude we have to be really careful of our attitude, because God's will is that we would always be thankful to him in Jesus, because he's the revealer and he's the mediator of the will of God. God will show us his will through Jesus. And my last verse is this, Psalm 68. When we can begin to do this more regularly, these exhortations, okay? Call them duties if you want. They are, but I like exhortations today. If we're willing to do this on a continual basis, you know what? God's going to really bless us. In Psalm 68:19, look what the Bible says. Blessed be the Lord who daily, somebody say daily, daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. So when we do daily things for the Lord, the way we just read here today, when we are daily what? When we daily warn people, we daily comfort people, we're daily supportive of people, we're daily patient, right? We rejoice, we pray without ceasing, we're thankful. When we do all these things daily, God says, you know what? You're going to daily receive my benefits. Amen. I like his benefits. How about you? They're the best. He's the greatest boss you can ever have today. Can I get an amen? He's the best. Jesus is the best. But see, what we do, God will bless us back in return. So I encourage you today that these are what? Exhortations for us how to live. Praise God every day. And if we can do this, and I know we can, and we do, but God wants us to get better. How many know nobody's arrived here at Oriole Christian Assembly? How many know that? Nobody has arrived, right? We're going from glory to glory, and God wants to encourage us today to go to the next step, okay? Maybe some of these we got down pretty good, but some of the other ones we still got to work on. It's understandable, okay? And God will help us today to improve if we want to. Somebody say, want to. You got to have a want to. Not because I told you so or because the Bible tells you so. You got to have a want to. You got to say, Lord, I want to be better. Can I get an amen? I want to serve you more. I want to be a light to this world. Amen? Praise God. All right, so I'm going to ask, we're going to pray, and Rose is going to get ready to come, and we're going to go into communion. Praise God. Maybe someone can go downstairs, whoever's downstairs, bring them up for communion, our kids and our teachers. Praise God. And we want to pray for those who are watching us today that this would be something that was an encouragement to our viewers as well as us here today, that God wants to exhort us today. Praise God. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this message, Lord. These are daily exhortations for the Christian, Lord. Lord, last week you talked to us about the put-ons, the Christian graces. Today it's about the daily exhortations, the daily duties that we must do as believers. Help us today, I pray. Those who are watching us, Lord, by internet, I pray for them, Lord. This would be their request today, to be more like you. Father, if someone here doesn't know you as their Savior, I pray today will be their day that they will say, Lord, I repent of my sin, and I ask you to forgive me of my sin, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me and make me righteous in you. I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for me and that you rose for me. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Amen. That's all we got to do today. And then begin to walk with God. Amen. So come on, Rose. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have the ushers are going to come, and they're going to distribute the communion to you. I'm going to ask that you hold it, praise God, in your seat, and then we will partake of communion together after we sing a song. All right? Praise God. Amen.